And on the bottom of Chafeh Medeis. Tana Rabban. Choshen v'hashush binin v'chol b'nei chupa p'turim min atfilu min atfilin v'chayov v'dekri yishma. Okay, this man the Omer l'chora holds that osik the mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. So anybody's osik in the mitzvah of the nesuin is potter from all these mitzvahs. Rashi, turim min atfilu d'boi kavona min atfilu mishum d'shchita shikrus v'kalas rosh. The chayovim the kriyishma, the mitzvahs kavanos, so ain't no pasuk rishon. So only you have to have kavanah the first pasuk, so he's not torrid. It's possible to do both of them. You can read kriyishma and be osik in the mitzvah nesuin. The yecholim liyashiv dait and shok tana, they likra pasuk rishon. That's the tanakama of this price. Okay, there's two ways of learning this Rashi. Some say that Rashi holds that Bechlal, this Braisa doesn't hold of Osik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. And the reason the Choson, the Shushbina were all Potter is not because of Osik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, because they can't have Kavonim, because of Shikris, Kalis Rosh, or whatever. And others hold that Rashi holds at least in the Tanakama that the reason you're Potter is because of Osik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, but you need these other reasons to make it Osik B'mitzvah. Otherwise, the person's actually kaim shnehim, it's not osik b'mitzvah. Okay. However, the mishum Rabbi Shila amru chosin potter v'shushbin in v'chol b'nei achup v'chayovin. The chosin is potter, but everybody else is chayiv. Now, Rabbi Shila, for sure, Rashi says, holds that osik b'mitzvah is chayiv, not potter min ha-mitzvah. And therefore, everybody's chayiv, even though they're osik b'mitzvah. And only the chosin is potter because it's physically impossible for him to be mechaven. Rashi mishum Rashila omr chosin potter mikriyas shma detorid ushar b'nei chupa chayovin v'les lehu lahani tanoi osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. These tanoim, some learn that means Rav Shila, and some learn it means his whole braisa doesn't hold of osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Okay. Tanya omr v'chanan yivin akavya kos v'shvorin tefillin and mezuzas. People who write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, Hein, the Tigrehen, the people who sell them, the Tigre Tigrehen, the wholesalers, the retailers, the Chola Oskim Melecha Shamayim, and anybody who's Osek B'Melecha Shamayim, Asui Mokre Tcheles, even people sell Tcheles, which is not the same thing. The other things are ready to use, Tefillin, Mezuzos. Tcheles, you first have to make it into Tzitzis and put it on the Beged or whatever. Still, since they're Osek in an Inyan of a Mitzvah, even though not in the kiyum of a mitzvah, p'turim mikriyashma, minat filim, mikol mitzvah samuris v'torah, l'kayim div Rav Yosef Glili, shoy Rav Yosef Glili omer, osik v'mitzvah potter v'mitzvah. Rav Yosef Glili said, osik v'mitzvah, not mekayim mitzvah, but osik v'mitzvah. So even if you're not being mekayim v'mitzvah, but you're involved in a mitzvah agenda, you're also potter min ha-mitzvah. And obviously, we said already, osik v'mitzvah is either only when it's impossible to do both. If you would, do the other mitzvah, you wouldn't be able to sell your tefillin or whatever. Or at least you're osek in the mitzvah, right? And mainly, even though you could do both, you're not chayiv to stop what you're doing and do the other thing. But everybody holds if you wouldn't be osek bichlal, right? Somebody has a svarim store, right? He's not doing anything, just sitting there. He's very chayiv to daven. Right? It's just like you're wearing tzitzis. You're chayiv to daven, chayiv to do all the other mitzvahs. Because you're not osek the mitzvah. Okay, Rashi, we said right. Tigrehem, halochi mehem, kedei livkur lo, motziyam l'tzorech lohem. These are the wholesalers and the retailers. Mochrei tcheles l'tzitzis. Tana Rabban, holchei drachim, people who travel. It's a different tour. This is not talking about traveling l'shei mitzvah at this point. It's not a person taking a business trip. Holchei drachim, b'yom, p'turim min asukah. If he's traveling during the day, he's p'turim min asukah b'yom. The chayavim belayla, but at night where he's not traveling, he's chayav in sukkah. Biyom, p'turim min ha-sukkah biyom. Right? If he's, what's it called? The chayavim belayla. Hochei drachim belayla, p'turim min ha-sukkah belayla, v'chayavim biyom. Person who's traveling at night is potter from sukkah at night, but he's chayav in the daytime. If he comes to, what's it called, stops in the daytime and rests, he's chayav to get a sukkah. Hochei drachim biyom belayla, somebody's traveling day and night, p'turim min ha-sukkah, bein biyom, bein belayla. Hoch l'dvar mitzvah, but if you're going l'dvar mitzvah, then you're torrid in the mitzvah even when you're not traveling. Your mind's on the mitzvah. Then pturin bein b'yom bein b'layla. Then you're potter both at night and in the day. Ki hoda rav chizda v'rabba baravuna. Ki havi aili b'shabsa d'rigla l'bei reish kalusa. When Rav Huna and Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda used to come on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos to the Reish Galusa, they were involved in two mitzvahs. One mitzvah was Hakbolas Pnei Harav, and the second one was, what's it called, they were going to the Shir. So having gone to Araksa de Sura, they would sleep on the seashore, on the shore of what's it called, of in Sura. Amrei anan shluchei mitzvah anan pturim. We don't have to look for a sukkah because we're potter from sukkah. Okay. Obviously, it's talking again. We're looking around for a sukkah would have made their involvement in either of these mitzvahs compromised. According to some, impossible, and according to some, at least, they were involved in this mitzvah enough to potter them. Rashi, hochei drachim biyom pturim min asukkah biyom, deceive. Where's the tour of this? Not Oshik B'mitzvah, not Oshik B'mitzvah, the first case. They just stopped traveling. So where's the tour? You'll see, Basukas Teishvu Ke'en Yeshivas Beisel. Could have said, Basukas Yiyu. Why did it say, Basukas Teishvu? To tell me, Teishvu Ke'en Taduru. You have to dwell in the sukkah like you would normally dwell in your house. Kishem Shekol HaShona Einu Nimna Melechas Baderech B'schora Tach Kol Yimos HaChag Sheinu Yom Tov. Just like during the year, you don't refrain from leaving your house to travel. You don't have to refrain from leaving your sukkah to travel. You live in the sukkah the way you normally live in your house. And if you have to travel, you can travel. So if you have to go on a tiyul or whatever, you would go on the tiyul during what's it called the year. You can go on a tiyul during sukkahs, even if you'll be in a place where there'll be no sukkah. Holchim l'dvar mitzvah turim b'yom v'layla, afal pisha ein holchim ela b'yom. But if you're going to the Dvar Mitzvah, then you're potter both day and night, even if you're only traveling one of them. Mishum, the tree, the vidog, the machsheves ha-mitzvah, uvitikuneha, turim in ha-mitzvah, because the mitzvah's on your mind all the time. And the mele, you're considered osik b'mitzvah day and night. Shluchai mitzvah anan, Shrav Chizde and Rav Bar Rav Huna said, we are shluchai mitzvah, shabonu l'shmo ha-drasha, we came to hear the drasha, and we're now in the preparation of making sure we can get there. Lahakbil Pnei Reish Galusa, and what's it called? The kind of mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Arav. Arakso al Sfas Hanor, and so they used to sleep on the what's it called on this on the lakeside, lake shore, in Sura. Okay, let's go on. Tan Rabban, Shomrei Ha'ir, Biyom Turim Min Asukah. Person who is watching the city, right? So he's a guard, so he's potter from sukkah during the day if he guards during the day. V'chayavim b'layla, but he's chayav at night. He's not involved in his job. Okay. Shomrei ha'ir b'layla to remain on sukkah b'layla. If you're a night guard, then you're potter at night. V'chayavim b'yom, but you're chayav in the daytime. Shomrei ha'ir bein b'yom bein b'layla. If you're a night and day guard, to remain on sukkah bein b'yom bein b'layla. Shomrei ganos u'pardesin, person's a guard in the fields. Peturim bein bayom bein balai. There you potter day and night. Doesn't make a difference when you're guarding. Where it says, v'la'avdei sukkah hasen v'leisvu, build a sukkah. Since he's involved day and night, why don't you just build a sukkah and sit in the sukkah and guard? Omar, Abaya Omar, teishvu kein taduru. Abaya says, no, you have to live in a sukkah like you live in your house. You don't make a house in the middle of the field. You can't bring all your kelim in. You can't, it's not a comfortable place. So you don't have to build a sukkah in a place that you wouldn't make a regular house, or in a way that you wouldn't make a regular house. Rashi learns because you can't bring all your kelim inside. You're a shomer. So to build a sukkah out in the field is not called teishvu kein taduru. That's what Abaye says. Rava Omar pirtza kori l'ganav. No, you won't be able to do your job properly. Because if the ganavim know you're sitting in your sukkah, right, they'll come from the direction where you can't see them. So you're going to be not doing your job properly. Might be nice. What's the difference between if it's a problem of doing your job properly, or it's a problem of teishvu kink, it's a psur in sukkah, or it's a chiyuv in your job? It could be nice. The commander carries the peri, where they have you watching a barrel full of fruit. So you can put it at the entrance of the sukkah and watch it. You can't watch all the fields from all directions from inside the sukkah. But you can watch a specific thing, right, from all directions inside the sukkah. So if you're watching something specific, according to Rava, you'd still be chayiv in sukkah. We don't say here teishu kein taduru. Sometimes people build a makeshift house to sit in, what's it called, when they're in the field. But according to Abaya, you'd be plucked from sukkah either because teishu kein taduru. Rashi. Shomrei ganasu pardesim ein zazim misham. They stay in the field day and night. So they plucked from sukkah day and night. Kein taduru. So Abaya says the reason is because it's not the normal way of living. So you're plucked from sukkah. Kederach shudar kol hashava veso. Sukkah is only chayiv. You can live in it the way that you live in your house the whole year. Hiskikoso Torah lo haniach diraso, the lauder kam besukkah. The Torah said, leave dwelling in your house and do the same kind of dwelling in the sukkah. Im mito. So what does that mean? To bring your bed, uklei tashmisho, umatza osav, all your kalim that make you able to dwell in the house, that's the kind of kalim you have to be able to bring in the sukkah. Vezeinu yochol avim sham. There, and if you choose not to, that's your business. But if you can't, then that's not the chiyuv of sukkah. Here you can't bring them in. With Me'at Torah, it's a big bother to start schlepping your bed to the field. But if you want to live in a sukkah and you don't want to bring your bed into the sukkah, but you could, that's called teishvu kein tadur. It's your choice. But here it's not a question of choice. Here it's a Torah that nobody would do that. Nobody would schlep his bed into the field and make a little house there. Pirtza kora leganav, moshel hedyidu. Right? The opening calls for the ganav. In other words, where he has an accessible place to steal, that's where he steals. So if you're going to be in the sukkah, you're going to make it accessible for him to steal in the other directions, where you can't see him. The afkan haganav roel so yoshi b'sukkah b'layla, v'hu nichnas v'gomi v'aperis l'ruach acheris, will come from another direction that you can't see and steal. Carry the peri, kri shel peros, shutamid l'fanav. If you have a heap of peros that you're guarding, not the fields, so it's in one place. So build the sukkah with the opening to that heap. The yochel shomrit, he could be shomrit. The ain kan pirtza kori laganav. So according to Ravi, be chayiv in sukkah, and according to Baya, be potter. Okay, cholim u'misham sheim. Another group of people that are potter from sukkah, people who are sick, and the people who attend to them. Tana rabbanan. Cholim sha'amru lo cholim sheish bo sakana. You don't have to be a cholim sheish bo sakana to be potter from sukkah. El afilu cholim sheim bo sakana. Person sick enough to be in bed. Afilu chosh be'enav. He has a headache. Afilu chosh berosho. Well, he has a headache or an eye ache. My Tosafot over here says that, not talking where, what's it called, he's in danger of losing his eye. Because Sakonis Aver, Tosafot says, is the same din as Sakonis Nefashis. Not everybody holds like that. So if you're in danger of losing one limb, is that called, but you won't lose anything more. So is that what's it called, Sakonis Nefashis or not? Tosafot says it says din of Sakonis Nefashis. If you're going to lose a limb, lose an eye, it's the same thing as Sakonis Nefashis. Other Rishonim hold that if it would be possible, that it's limited only to one, for instance, you have an arm, what's it called, that breaks. And if you don't take care of it on Shabbos, with Chil Shabbos, you'll lose the arm. It could be you're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos, not Pikuach Nefesh. But most of the time, Bisman Hazeh, we say that whatever the Sakonis Aver, inevitably it's Sakonis Nefashis too. Chance it'll get infected or whatever. It's at least Suffolk Nefashis that's going to spread, right, or endanger a person's life. But if it will be totally localized, then it's a machlokus. Okay. Omer Shim Gamliel. And then the idea is all here, the same idea. It's also, what's it called, the Pecholah himself is because he's mitzvah. It's hard for him to be in the sukkah with a headache, or he'd rather be in the house, more comfortable or whatever. And Mamela, it's the same kind of thing. You would leave a room where you're not comfortable if you're sick to go lie down in a room where you're more comfortable. So you'll leave the sukkah to be in a more comfortable room. So that's not, also teishvu kein tadura, it's mitzvah, potter min ha-sukkah. And the mishamshin could be because also teishvu kein tadura. Right, I would leave my house to go watch a chola if I had to, or because of osik b'mitzvah. Since watching a chola is a mitzvah, the mishamshim are potter because of osik b'mitzvah. Om Rav Shim Gamliel, pam achas chashti be'enai b'kesri. By one time I have an eye ache in kesri. The hitter Rav Yossi b'Rebbe lishon ani mishamshi chutz sukkah. And Rabbi Yossi, who was the God of Lador, Rebbe is a title of Gadol Hador. He permitted me to sleep, me and my attendant. I guess the attendants then were not Filipinos, they had Jewish attendants. He permitted me and my attendant to sleep outside the sukkah. Rav Shor Rav Acha Bardalalam Nigana Bekilsa Besukkah Mishum Buki. Rav permitted Rav Acha Bardala to sleep in a tent, right, a bed covering, in a way that you weren't Yotzei Sukkah. It was more than 10 tefachim, it was kavua, and it had a tefach on the top, all the bad things. And you're not Yotzei Sukkah with that. Right? He permitted him to sleep in it, in other words, basically to sleep outside the sukkah, right, even though he was still in the sukkah. Mishum buki, because of flies, or gnats, or mosquitoes. Right, so he slept inside this netting, right, there was no other way to sleep. If you to be Yotzei Sukkah, he was able to sleep without being Yotzei Sukkah. Rav Ashor Le Rav Acha Bar Ada Le Nignet Bar Mitalosa Mishum Sircha De Gardishta. The ground in the sukkah got wet and it stunk, and he couldn't take the smell. So he permitted him to sleep outside the sukkah. Some say that was only sleeping, but eating, the Rosh brings down a shita that he had to eat in the sukkah. So some say the Maisa just the opposite. Sleeping, you could sleep when there's a smell, but to eat when there's a smell? He said, no, eating takes only a little bit of time. The smell wasn't that bad. He could eat even though, despite the smell. To sleep all night, and that smell was, and it wasn't that he built the sukkah in a place where it smelled. The sukkah was fine. If it wouldn't have gotten wet, it doesn't smell. And when it dries, the smell goes away. But for the time that it was wet, that's when it smelled. Okay. Rava l'tanei doma rava mitzdayer potter ben asukkah. Rava goes according to his reasoning that anybody's mitzdayer, and if you're mitzdayer because of a smell that's localized to the sukkah, that if you leave the sukkah, you won't have that smell, so you're potter. So where it says, v'anan tzman cholin misham shem p'turim ben asukkah, chole in mitzdayer lo. Not only you have to be sick to be potter ben asukkah, not just mitzdayer. Mitzdayer is a lesser level than being sick. And here it says, if mitzdayer is potter, surely a chole is mitzdayer. So why do you need a special limud for cholin? Samara says, Amrei cholahu mishamshah p'tur. Not only is the cholah potter, his attendants are also potter. But a mitzdayer, who potter mishamshah lo? You don't have an idea of an attendant by mitzdayer. Right? Because it's not a mitzvah, if you hold it outside of osip a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah to take care of somebody's mitzdayer. It's a mitzvah to take care of a cholah. But not somebody's stam is uncomfortable, it's no mitzvah to take care of it. Specifically. Okay. Rashi. Rabbi Yosei Berebi, Yosei HaChocham Chorib Shebedoro. Berebi means the God of Ador. He was the smartest and the biggest Chocham in his door. But who Rabbi Yosei ben Chalafta? His name was Rabbi Yosei ben Chalafta. His name wasn't Rabbi Yosei Berebi. The Megano Bekilsa, the Alphishesh Lagag, the Gavo Asora, Vali Kila Chutzosuka. Even though this Kila had a tefach gag, and it was 10 tefachim high, and it was kavua, all the negatives, and you weren't Yotzei Sukkah, still allowed him to sleep there because of the mosquitoes. Yishum buki, sinlish. His yitushim is, what's it called? Mosquitoes. Sircha de gargishta, karka levana, some kind of white sand. Shehayu tochin bo karkoi sasukkah. They put it on the bottom of the sukkah, and when it gets wet, it smells. Mitzdayer shasukkah mitzaroso. Okay. So Rashi says the sukkah makes you bitzar, not your stam bitzar. If you leave the sukkah, the tzar will go away. Then you're potter. But if leaving the sukkah will make the tzar go away, the tzar is not relevant to the sukkah, then you're still chayav. And then if you're a chola, you're also potter. Och min achilas haroi chutz sukkah. You're allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah. The kam achilas haroi, what's considered a snack? I'm Rav Yosef, tarti o klas bei. 2 to 3 egg volumes of even bread. That's just a snack. I'm Rav Yabayev, hazim, sagin, shogile, linish, bahachi. That can't be called a snack. A lot of times people eat that normally as a meal. 2 to 3 eggs. Right? That's like 6 kazasin, which is, let's say, 6 slices of bread. Close to that, at least 3 slices of bread, right? So people eat that for a meal. The havilei sudas keva, that's keva. Elam rabaya kidetoyim bar beirav va'ayu lekala. Like somebody runs home, gets a little bite before the shir. Right? He's afraid that it's going to drag out, and he's going to end up being there all morning. He won't be able to eat. So he grabs a bite. The mamash says, he grabs a bite before. That's one day. And Rashi says, that's one the amount of one day. So that's like either a slice of bread, according to others, two slices of bread. That's a chilas haroi. Anything a beya or less. Rashi. Tarte o tlash, taim o sholosh panim, yiten o toch piv. Morsels. So Rashi says in French, morsels. You have a morsel, put a morsel in your mouth. Kidatoim barbe.